At this time, we'd like to thank all participants for holding and let you know you'll be on a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session of today's conference. Also, the call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I'd now like to turn the call over to Mr. Tom Wallace. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, Mike. So thank you, everyone, for holding, and welcome to the first ClearQuest open mic session. If you guys do have feedback at any point after the session is over, we are planning on doing more of these, so we'd love to hear that. On the phone, the speakers for the four of us you can hear whenever we talk are myself. I'm Tom Wallace. I'm the technical team lead for a lot of the ClearQuest problems, ClearQuest, ClearCase, BuildForge, and the integrations. Also on the phone with me is Matthew Quimby. He's one of our knowledge engineers in the ClearQuest and integration space. David Sampson, he is a ClearQuest and ClearCase technical support engineer. And George Arouche, he is one of our ClearQuest developers and the architect for full-text search. So just to give you guys a little bit of context of what we want to do on this call, it's just an opportunity to exchange some ideas and experiences people have had with full-text search. We know before we released it, this is something a lot of our customers were looking forward to getting. Now we want some feedback on how it's working and any other problems you may have run into. It's not a technical solution session. So if you do have problems, you can always, you know, open up new PMRs. If you have an RFE, definitely use the RFE community. We can process those very quickly and get you some answers on to where the product is going to head. And beyond that, I'd just like to turn it over to George Arouche. As I said, he is our ClearQuest developer for full text search, to talk a little bit about what we've done and where we might be heading with this.
Hi everyone, my name is George Arouche. I am the architect and the developer behind Full Text Search. And I don't have really much to say because I'm not here to really present about it. So I would like to ask if we can open up the mic and for any questions that you may have. And then we'll take it from there. With that, I can just give you a 10,000 view. I believe everyone is really experienced with Full Text Search by now, and they have used it. Very quickly, let me just give you a 10,000 feet view of what it is and what it does for Secure 7.1 from the Secure Web perspective. As you know, full text search is only available under Secure Web, and by now, if you have used it, you should know that it is really a functionality to complement the existing query search mechanism that we have in Secure, and in a way that allows you to search on any record in Secure and any field in Secure without having to go through the query building mechanism. And the intention behind doing it is that to bring a Google-like, a Yahoo-like simple search capability built directly in ClearQuest interface, at the same time to maintain the security content of ClearQuest. So only records that are visible for a certain logon user, that only those records are searchable and viewable by the user. And in addition, full text search gives you all of the power and the capability that virtually all computer users are familiar with when they are searching on the web, in the same way you would use full text search. And there are also additional advanced capability that you can do with full text search in Secure that are not available on the web, simply because the record in Secure is somewhat more structured versus the end, which is very loose end. I mean, the web, which is very loose end. By that I mean you can search within only record types, or you can search within only certain field types, and you can also negate searches. Like you can say, I don't want this term, I want to combine all of those terms together. And you can also do some fuzzy searches, etc. So with this, I'd like to take a step back now and open the mic and have you guys to come up with any questions that you may have, and see what is your experience on it, and what we can do to improve the existing capability from all possible perspectives.
Thank you. We'll now begin the question and answer session of today's conference. If you you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. You'll be prompted to record your name. I'll announce you by name when your line is open. For questions, it's star 1. Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. Star 1 for questions. And we are now getting some questions. One moment, please. We have a question from, looks like, Srini Chimada. Go ahead. Your line's open.
Yeah, hello?
Hello. Hey, Srini.
Yeah, hi. Thanks, Tom, for inviting us. So I'm wondering, currently we have CQ701 here in eBay. So this full text search, if I'm not mistaken, this is only valid on CQ Web, not on the native clients, right?
That is correct.
Okay, so is that going to be on CQ71 or 701 as well?
No. This is a new capability in CQ7.1.
7.1, okay. Yeah, I have another, I need to, somehow, I'm getting disconnected from this. I'm getting another prompt from this meeting. So before I get disconnected, I want to ask another question. I have a quick question on Java integration. Currently, we have only CQ, for ClearQuest API, we have only Perl and Visual Basic, VBScript. So going forward, I see that there is a very base version of Java integration, Java API, but are we going to have a full-fledged Java API by 7.1, in the version of 7.1?
Okay, it's your question around the general CQ APIs in 7.1 as
yeah.
Java or for the full-text search?
Only Java,
API, If it is in general for CQ, I believe we have published those under the Exchange Management API, and you should be able to call into them. However, keep in mind that this is only available if you are using it from an external application, so you can't really write Java code in a hook code.
Oh, okay. So within a CQ designer, we cannot do the Java coding.
Correct.
Okay. So, but for external, but that's okay. A lot of our developers would like to use it from the external applications.
So, this is David Sampson. So, to further clarify, in ClearQuest 7.1, we released this thing that George referred to as the Change Management API or CM API. And it allows you to write Java-based applications that are external to ClearQuest, and those applications will interface with the CM server.
Uh-huh.
The CM server is the new web platform in 7.1. So in that regard, you can write using Java. It's not the same as the CQ API. It's the Change Management API, but it offers you capability to interact with ClearCase and ClearQuest.
All together.
Separately
together?
Or together,
yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I will look into the documentation. Thank you so much. Yeah, you please carry on.
If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. Star 1 for questions. One moment, please. Any questions? Press star 1.
Hello, I'd like to ask a question for our participation out there. If there's no direct question.
We are showing no questions.
Okay. So I'm wondering if we can get some feedback about the two areas of full-text search. Number one is the installation and configuration. And number two is the general uses of it. We Would anyone from our user community would care to comment on those? What is your experience on those ends?
If you'd like an open line, press star 1. Star 1 for an open line. I'll announce you by name when your line's open.
Hey, Mike, this is Tom. Is there any way to get a list of who else is on the call?
Are we talking about when the call is finished, or?
Just now, just to get an idea which customers are on there.
Yes, be just one moment, let's see what we can do for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It would have to be something I would just give you verbally in the conference. Is that
That's fine. Yeah, I just want to make sure that there are some customers out there and we're not just talking to the internal team.
Okay, just one moment. I'll let you know who is on conference. It'll be just a few moments, okay?
If that's okay with those on the phone, I guess.
And this is Mike, the conference coordinator. We, of course, have our speakers, David, George, Tom, and Matthew. We have Ken with IBM. Have Matthew, of course, Judy with IBM, Casey with Mentor Graphics, Srini with eBay, Adam with IBM, Joe with IBM, Mike with Mentor Graphics, Frank with Mentor Graphics. We have Reed with Sears, Peter with IBM, Couture with IBM, and we have, that completes it.
All right, so my friends over at Mentor and Sears, I need some feedback from you guys if you have it. Just anything that you've tried with full text search, plans of what you want to do with it, where you might want to see it go. You have a large contingency of IBM folks here that you can bounce some questions off, so feel free.
To get an open line, press star 1. Star 1 for an open line. And up next is Mike with Mentor Graphics. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Mike. Thank you.
We have not deployed 7.1 yet because we're still working some showstopper problems. But I know particularly Casey has worked some with George, and I think where we would really like to see the full text search go is basically there was some work that was going to be done about extending the functionality that was there. So, for instance, being able to save some of those searches so that instead of having to, you know, type in a very long search pattern each time or save it off someplace, that you can actually save it. Definitely having some of the stuff documented in the online help as opposed to externally in the IBM support documentation would be a huge help. But I think George was talking about there was a fair amount of work that had sort of been postponed in order to get the full text search out quickly, as far as, you know, enabling people to save it, to pull it back up, to maybe do some more extensions and make it easier for a standard user. And so I think that's some of what we're interested in seeing, is in some ways I see full text search trying to replace a lot of the query stuff because of the additional power that you have there. But until you can actually save those, pull those back, you know, pull them back, edit them, and save them again, like you can, some of the functionality for queries, it is going to be limited, and it's really only going to be super duper heavy power users who are going to do much more than kind of, oh, look for defects with this in the headline. And there's so much more power there that we'd like to see and be able to use.
This is David Sampson. We spoke at the Voice event and on other occasions. Do you happen to know if you have an RFV number filed for that specific request, the notion of being able to save the full text search string in the CQ workspace? I know that we had talked about it.
I honestly don't remember. We've got
it. I can search for it also.
Yeah. It would be probably either I would have filed it or more than likely Casey would have filed it if it's there.
Yeah. All right, this is George. Hi, Casey. Hi, Mike. And it's important that even if the RFE is filed, and I think I did file one, it's important that we associate a customer for the RFE. Otherwise, it really just hangs out there. And the customer, like you guys, have to speak up about it within your voice events or key group meetings or other avenues to emphasize the importance of it to you so that it gets the attention that it needs for it to happen.
So I just want to say that I used full text search on our Rattle C database, and I did find this request for enhancement, but currently there's no customers assigned to it. So, Mike, I can read you the Rattle C number over the phone, and then if you can open a PMR, we'd be happy to assign you to that. And any other customers, Sears, whoever else, eBay, who's on the phone, if this is something that you'd like, you should open a PMR so that we can get you associated to this. The change request, the RFE, is Rattle C 01281919. Again, it's Rattle C 01281919, and this is about being able to save the full text search text strings to the public or private workspace as a query.
That was tough, David.
Should we be doing that as a PMR, or should we be opening that in the RFE community so it's open to the larger piece of customers?
Well, it should get published to the external RFE community, but if we could get one customer on it, at least it would be helpful. And then more customers can subscribe externally.
Oh, okay. So if I submit a PMR and ask to be added, then it'll automatically get published to the RFE community?
Yeah, I'll even work to publish it now while we're on the phone. But,
okay.
Yeah. It's good that we have this conversation.
And we have Casey with Mentor Graphics. Go ahead, Casey. Your line's open.
My question was, I know George had brought this up before, that they were supposed to be producing a GUI to kind of go along with this so that it would be easier for users to kind of narrow it down to searching on certain fields based on the labels in ClearQuest. And I thought that was coming out in a future release. I'm wondering if that's still in the works or if it's gotten canceled.
Casey, I didn't quite get the question. Is this about being able to do advanced search?
Right. You were supposed to be, supposedly there was going to be more of a GUI kind of
face
to it.
Yes. Again, I did file an RFE for it. And the problem is that, like I said earlier, we need to have more customers coming up and saying we need to have this feature so that it gets bumped up in priority. At this point, I really don't know where the work on it would stand.
And I think we should already be added to that one, I would think, for sure. But the PMR.
Yeah. Dave, can you follow up on it? I know I have the RFE. I submitted that myself.
This is the RFE for advanced search capability.
Correct.
In the 7.1 CQ Web GUI?
Correct.
Yeah.
And that was Casey?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think part of that was using ClearQuest labels rather than database names, which are kind of misleading.
Correct. That's the intention. We would be using the ClearQuest labels and providing a GUI that with a drop-down list of the available record types and then the fields within them if you want to do even narrower search. Think of it similar to what you currently have under Google's advanced search, where you can add strings together, do a knot on certain strings or words, or say that if you want to do a phrase search or word search.
Right.
All of that, but in addition, you also have the record selection and field selection capability.
So So I heard two different RFPs. They're probably already out there, but we have to check. The one about advanced search capabilities in the 7.1 GUI on the web. And then the second one you mentioned was about field names in the database versus ClearQuest label names.
No. I believe, Casey, correct me if I misstated it. We want to use the ClearQuest, not the DB name field or the DB name of the record type, record names. We want to use the display name.
Right, yeah. The label.
That's what Casey means by the label, the display name.
Okay.
Which is what we already do.
What you already do?
Correct. We
is
don't
that
use...
a recent change?
I'm sorry? No, that has been the case from
right
the beginning.
Now.
Display name is what you search on, not the DB name.
Now, right now you do DB name. I thought if you get an advanced search in this full text, you have to use DB name in the... I can't remember if the case has to be correct too on that still, or if we got that fixed.
Now I remember the discussion. It is the display name, but the case has to match the display name. What you brought up earlier, Casey, was that you wanted the display name to be case insensitive when you're doing an advanced search, when you're specifying the field name. You wanted them to be case insensitive. That, unfortunately, is not possible because of the limitation on the search engine end. But the field or the record name that you are using, it is the display name, not the database name.
Okay, that's the record name, but what about the fields? I thought the fields were...
Same thing.
Ah.
Yes. They have to be the display name, but they are case sensitive to whatever you name them when you created the schema files.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it's the same principle with the queries, with the exception that because the search engine is case sensitive, they have to remain case sensitive.
Yeah, I could have swore it was using DB names in there.
Right. And this issue would go away once we provide the advanced search capability. Now, that way you can see everything you can select, and once we provide the save capability, that way you don't have to go back and re-remember the field names or the record type names.
If you have a question or a comment and would like an open line, please press star 1. Star 1. I'll announce you when your line is open. I'll announce you by first name and company.
So this is George. I want to throw one thing at you, and I'd like to see your feedback on it. One of the things that we are also trying to work on in the short term is that the existing setup for full text search, as I'm sure anyone who tried to set it up is quite involved. And part of the problem was that when we did the initial release, the documentation weren't fully complete. So my question is, what would you put higher on your priority list? Would you like to see a more GUI-based full text search configuration where you can do everything from the GUI, very similar to how you do things in the designer, but of course it's not going to be writing any scripts. You will see a list of the record types and their field, and you will check off those that you want to be full text search and the record types plus the fields within them, and then the configurations happen behind the scene without having to physically edit any XML file, etc. Would you like to see that kind of a capability added to full text search, or would you like to see the advanced search capability implemented? I'm assuming that everybody understands what I mean by the advanced search capability as well as the configuration.
If you'd like to respond, if you would like an open line, please press star 1. If you'd like an open line, press star 1, please. And we have Mike with Mentor Graphics. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I guess I'm willing to jump in. Because we've already set it up once, from a customer standpoint who's already set it up once, I'd clearly like to have the more advanced features added. But from an IBM standpoint, I think you probably want to address making the installation substantially easier because, as you said, it is pretty darn challenging to do. And I think you're going to have a lot of support issues as more people move to 7.1. So strictly as a customer who's deployed already and you did a lot of hand-holding to get us there, yeah, spend all your time working on new features and functionality. From an IBM standpoint of rolling it out to lots more people, you probably need to simplify that before the huge hump of followers gets there and you swamp support.
Thanks for the feedback, Mike.
So that's trying to be both this is what I want and realistic.
It makes sense. And from our perspective, because of time pressure and quality control, all of that, early on we decided that deliver the functionality and the quality and then worry about configuration. And that's why we ended up where we are now. So now we're trying to take a bigger picture and see what should happen first.
Well, in a perfect world, I would have you doing all the added new functionality and somebody from documentation improving the documentation and perhaps doing some automation. That would be my choice.
Right. And I am in the process of releasing a white paper that has a much, much broader step-by-step how-to.
You may just want to sit down with a new customer and see how, if they can walk through that, then I wouldn't spend a lot of time automating it because it is a set this up once and never do it again. So if you can get it documented well, so it's clear, there's not a lot of bang for the buck other than if it's reducing your support calls.
Thank you, Mike.
And we have Paula from Sears. Go ahead, Paula.
Hello. As a new customer who wants to implement the full text search and also really, really, really wants to have the capability for AND and OR and intelligent searching, I would vote for get your white paper out there and, help us hold our hand when we set it up, but give us more functionality. Also, I was wondering, is there any plan to enable full text search within the full client?
This is George. Thanks for your feedback. I appreciate that. I don't believe we have any plans to add full text search in the native client or even in Eclipse. But again, it's a matter of really how many customers push on it, and depends also on the demand. If a lot of you guys come over and say we really need it in the Eclipse client or in the Fast client on Windows, we will be listening.
I mean, realistically, development efforts are not going to be focused towards the Windows client, but potentially the RCP client, right?
Right. When I'm saying Eclipse, that's the RCP, correct?
Yes.
Thanks, David.
Then we have Casey from Mentor Graphics. Go ahead, Casey.
I think Mike beat me to it. Just took longer on this phone, I think. I would go with what Mike had said, and basically the advanced is definitely what we'd rather see you work on. Because once you get it set up, it's set up. So new customers aren't going to like it, but yeah. As long as you have somebody in support to talk them through it, I think they'll get it set up and going.
If you'd like an open line, press star 1.
I do have one more question for our listeners. And I don't know how many of you know, in order for you to use Full-Text Search, you will have to do a feature level bump. How many of you would say that they would be reluctant to do that? If you don't want to use Full-Text Search and you want to use 7.1, you can do so without the feature level bump. But if you want to use the Full-Text Search capability, you do have to do a feature level bump.
And we have Paula from Sears. Go ahead, Paula.
First and foremost, next time you do one of these, can you use a conference bridge where we don't have to do the pound one because it's annoying? From a feature level perspective, we're more than willing to upgrade the feature level if we could get it to work.
You know, Paula, I just sent a little internal chat to our team saying, here comes Paula saying they can't get to feature level 7. And then first, now here's Paula. Just out of chair.
And Paula, this is Mike, the conference coordinator. If you'd like to have an open line through the rest of the conference, I can do so. Or if you want to open the entire conference, I can do that as well. Or we can continue the way we are.
Let's open them all up.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking. Just one moment.
I appreciate that, guys, because it's annoying and there's not that many people on the line.
Yeah, be just one second. We'll open them. We have all open lines.
Okay, so everyone start talking at once. Ready, go.
Hey, this is Casey Stewart from Mentor. I don't know if you guys want me to chime in on this or not. We actually have implemented it without bumping the feature level. You guys gave us directions on how to do it.
Yes, this is George. There is a workaround that you can do to enable full-text search without doing a feature level bump, but it requires that you upgrade all of your clients to 7.1. If that is something that you are willing to do, for some reason you really want to maintain your database at its existing feature level without having to bump it, because as you know, if you bump your feature level, you cannot downgrade your CPU back to its original version. That was the case for Mentor. So we had an undocumented internal behavior flag that we published to Mentor. We gave them the instructions on how to do it, and that's what they did. So if anyone does have this requirement that they want to use full-text search with 7.1 and they don't want to bump the feature level for any reason, that capability exists and in an undocumented fashion, and we have the instructions on how to do it. You can contact support and we can pass it on to you.
I do want to just jump in on that quickly just to say that the technique is not supported. It's not something that we advertise. And in general, we don't really want customers to do it unless there's a strong need. But the benefit is that it would allow you to, you know, try using full-text search with 7.1 clients but not have the risk of having to bump the feature level. So it still requires the use of the 7.1 clients and the blocking out of the ability to modify records from pre-7.1 clients, but it averts the risk to allow you to downgrade if you wanted to and not have to risk doing that feature-level bump at that point. Go ahead.
When you refer to the 7.1 client, are you just referring to that one web server that's being used for the search feature, or are you talking about all the other CQ clients, even local clients as well?
All CQ clients would have to be 7.1. That refers to the Windows client, RCP, the mail reader, the CQ API using CQ Perl, CM API, everything.
I see. So even though the local clients, the local Windows clients, isn't being used from a search perspective, they need to be upgraded to 7.1 for this particular workaround to work.
Right, and the reason for that is because ClearQuest full-text search depends on op-log generation, which normally occurs in the 7.1 version of the product and not before that, unless you're using multi-site.
Okay.
And so this behavior flag enables the op-log generation without the feature level bumps, but only the 7.1 clients are capable of generating those op-logs. So if you were to not upgrade the clients and or not prevent older clients from writing records, they simply, those records that were modified or submitted, they wouldn't be indexed by full text search, and you would have gaps in your index that you wouldn't want.
Yeah, this is Mike Warfield, Mentor Graphics. The reason this was acceptable to us is because we're deployed totally with web clients, and there's only four admins who either have a Windows native client or an RCP client. So we had total control over exactly who would be running which client version.
Are you using ClearCase as well?
Yes, but we are not running the integration.
I see. But did you jump to 7.1 on ClearCase as well?
No, that is still in process.
Ah.
So, and we have not deployed 7.1 ClearQuest, but we're getting close.
I see.
This is George. I just want to add to what Mike said. You can actually block if you still have clients that are not 7.1. And you want to prevent the issue of those clients connecting to the secure database and modifying records, causing no uplock being generated, you can block those clients by adding a hook code in your schema.
An action initialization hook.
Right.
Okay.
So that's the technique that, that's the solution that we put together as a workaround for any customer who wants to move to 7.1 for the full-text search capability and want to enable it but don't want to do a feature level bump if there is a strong reason why you don't want to do that.
And just to clarify, in case people on the phone don't know, if you are already using multi-site with ClearQuest, then you don't need the feature level bump.
Good point, Dave. That's documented, by the way.
It is.
I thought you had to have the ClearQuest 7.1 client in place before you could even do the feature level bump.
I didn't get that question. Can you please try again?
From a timing perspective, I thought reading the tech notes that you had to deploy all of the 7.1 clients prior to doing a feature level bump.
That's correct, because once you bump the feature level, no matter what you do, the older clients won't even be able to connect. So you would deploy all of the 7.1 clients first, and then when you were ready, you would raise the feature level. Once you raise the feature level, older clients wouldn't have the ability to connect, and there's no way to reverse that.
Okay, thanks.
Any other questions or feedback out there from anyone?
To Mentor Graphics and to others on the phone, I did publish that RFE that we had discussed, so it's not necessary to open a PMR. Probably within about a day, if you search on the DeveloperWorks community, you'll be able to find the RFE pertaining to saving ClearQuest full text search query strings in the ClearQuest workspace as a new workspace object. That'll have to be determined by development through the triage process. But if you have additional requests for enhancement, you should definitely open them to the RFE DeveloperWorks community. If there's no RFE tracked against it, then it'll be harder to track demand, and it's less likely that these will be implemented. So just because you see it out there, it's not enough. You have to make sure that you subscribe yourself to it so that development knows that these are all of the interested parties.
And, David, I did already submit a PMR and sent an email on what the number was.
Great.
All right. So if there are no other questions, I'll give it a minute. Thank you all for joining, and all of you have my email, so we do want some feedback on these open mic sessions in general. As I said, we are looking to do one quarterly, so if you have topics that you'd like to see discussed, if there are better ways to run it, as we've learned today, it might be better if it's a smaller group to just open all the lines at the beginning. We could do that. Obviously, we're going to work on the advertising to get this out to a larger group of customers. Maybe it's the topic, maybe it's the advertising. We'll work on that. But any feedback, please email me, call me. I think you all have my email and my cell number, my office number, so get in touch with me any way you feel appropriate.
Tom, this is Mike. I've got a quick question.
Yes, sir.
Of the people on the line besides Mentor, who has actually either deployed 7.1 or deployed 7.1 with full-text search or has done enough experimentation that they're kind of comfortable and know what's going on?
So I think, unless other customers have joined in, it's Mentor, Sears, and eBay was here. Srini had to run.
Right, and he clearly had not deployed 7.1.
He had not.
And it sounds like Sears is talking about it and looking at it, but they have basically, it doesn't sound like anybody has actually deployed, and we're probably the furthest as far as doing the investigation.
So, Paula, you can kind of speak to where you guys are and what we're working on together right now.
We had hoped to deploy 7.1 by the first of the month, but we've been struggling with various technical issues with the web client and getting everything in place for that. So we've had a lot of open PMRs, and IBM's been partnering with us to quickly close them.
So it's something, Mike, that I'm going to be involved with. Barbara Smith and I are working with Paula and Sears to get past some of the PMRs, some of the issues they're running into. And we want to test out full-text search. We want to help them set it up in their environment. So it'll, you know, Sears can be up and running and using it, and it'll increase the knowledge and support about it as well.
Okay. Yeah, I was just thinking this open mic session may be somewhat atypical in that pretty much everybody who's attending really hasn't deployed it and doesn't have that production usage kind of mindset already.
Right. Good point.
So I also wanted to mention, I heard on the phone we have eBay, Sears, Mentor. Are any other clients on the line with us at this point? Okay. So I'm pretty sure I think all of you have lab advocates. Is that correct? I know Mentor does.
What?
A lab advocate in development.
I don't know that we have that.
Okay, so it's something that's worth investigating. I'm not sure who does and doesn't have them, but if you did have one, that would be another avenue in terms of beginning your deployment of full-text search. Perhaps the lab advocate could help you in part of the initial thought planning for the full-text search, and of course through support.
So, Paula, when we talk either today or tomorrow, we can take a look and see if you do have one and figure it out from there. If you do not, we'll get you one.
Okay, sounds good.
George, are there any open defects that you know of that, you know, customers may or may not be aware of?
In the GA release, there is one defect there are a couple, but the one that would annoy the customers the most, I would say, is that the temporary files that get created whenever a new app lock is created, they don't get deleted, so you have to manually delete them from the hard drive. That is the annoying defect in GA version, and this is fixed in 2009A, and in 2009 C, we fixed a few others, and by default we made the Boolean operator to be AND whenever you are searching on plain words, so versus the default in the 2009 in the GA, which is an OR. That makes it, that makes the quality, the results that you get back much, much better compared to what it was at before, and the results have become a lot smaller.
George, with the change in behavior of the default Boolean operator from OR to AND from the GA to the first fix pack, customers like Mentor who have already deployed that have that OR operator, is it simply changing the one file, or do they need to re-index after the Boolean operators change to AND?
No, none of those changes require re-indexing.
Okay.
Yeah, there are a few other changes that we also made. None of them require re-indexing. They all are, anything that we fix, we are very careful to prevent re-indexing.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, the Boolean operator can be done live, if you will, you know, without having to re-index any of your data.
Matt, do you know if we have any tech notes published on that for our clients?
I know
the changing of the Boolean operator?
Yeah, I know I did publish a tech note on it. It should be out there.
Okay.
I can look that up. George, is there an APAR that we had for that? Or?
I don't know it off the top of my head. It should be, let me see if I can find it. Of course, I'm going to have to ask it.
So we can take that offline, but there's probably going to be a tech note out there that explains if you've deployed with 7.1 EGA, that the default operator for the Boolean operator is an OR, and it can be changed to an AND.
Right. So the outstanding defects that are not addressed in 2009C or even B or A is if you have TJK, if your database is Far Eastern characters like Chinese, Japanese, or Korean, I don't think it will affect anyone here. You have to change the file format, the XML file, for it to properly work. Okay, you can't, the generated file from the security setup will not be formatted properly to work with the Chinese, Japanese, or Korean database. And so you need to do a manual save so that the encoding will be proper.
And I think we do have a tech note published on that as a workaround.
Correct. So that's one known defect, and honestly, I don't know when we will be addressing that. It is planned for 2009C. The other defect that just crossed my head, if you have security context turned on, by that I mean if you have some records that are only visible to a certain number of users but not other users, then you do a full text search, and if your cache size is the default of 1,000 and you have any hits that come back that are not within that 1,000 set, the user will get no hits.
They'll get an error.
Right. They will get, as if their search did not return anything. And we have a workaround for that, and that is to increase the cache size and from 1,000 to 10,000, for example. And this, again, is being looked into to see if we can fix it for 2009C.
The workaround, though, is to have a result set size of 50 or fewer per page?
To increase the cache size. There is the configuration file for full text search. There is a default cache size that's set to 1,000. So you can increase that cache size to 10,000, for example. And that will read more records into memory, and you'll be able to see those records that are down the pipeline further as a result of hits.
So, any other questions, comments, feedback? All right, so I think that we are good. Thank you, everyone, for joining. And as I said, please feel free to get me any feedback that you have about the session or full text search, anything you guys know how to get in touch with me.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for joining.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference. Thank you for attending. You may disconnect at any time. Thank you.
Thanks.